गुड मॉर्निंग, दिस इज आकाशवाणी कोहिमा, द मॉर्निंग न्यूज रेड बाय नवीन प्रधान। द मंथ लॉन्ग खेत बचाओ अभियान टू प्रमोट बैलेंस्ड एंड जुडिशियस यूज ऑफ फर्टिलाइजर्स विल बी लॉन्च्ड अक्रॉस द कंट्री टुमारो। यूनियन मिनिस्टर फॉर एग्रीकल्चर एंड फार्मर्स वेलफेयर शिवराज सिंह चौहान सेड दैट द कैंपेन शुड बी मेड अ कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव नेशनल ड्राइव कनेक्टिंग फार्म्स, फार्मर्स एंड विलेजेस। He said the focus of the campaign will be on balanced and judicious use of fertilizers, timely advice to farmers in view of weather-related challenges, active participation at panchayat levels, and delivering benefits directly to villages. The abhiyan will be carried out till 30th June. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 134th episode of the monthly radio program. We have a report.
Will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Public sector oil marketing companies have assured that supplies of petrol, diesel and LPG remain fully adequate across Nagaland with no disruptions reported in the fuel supply chain. Indian Oil, Bharat Petroleum and Hindustan Petroleum have said all retail outlets, LPG distributors, terminals and depots are operating normally while replenishment cycles are running on schedule across the state. They stated that domestic LPG consumers can expect regular cylinder deliveries and continue to book refills through existing channels. Petrol and diesel are also available normally at all fuel stations. Consumers have been advised to normally purchase fuel and book LPG refills and avoid panic buying or stockpiling. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya, yesterday reviewed Meghalaya's preparations for hosting the 39th National Games 2027 during a high-level meeting in Shillong. The meeting was attended by Chief Minister Conrad Sangma, Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Khartse, Indian Olympic Association President P.T. Usha and sports officials from the 8 northeastern states, among others. Expressing satisfaction with the progress, the union minister said the 2027 Games will set a new benchmark in the event's history.
National Games, North East और खास करके मेघालय में आयोजित होने से North East के लिए एक अच्छी opportunity nation wide अपना culture को दिखाने की, अपनी hospitality को दिखाने की और tourism purpose of view से भी उसका बहुत फायदा होगा। जिस तरह से तैयारी चल रही है उसको देखते हुए मैं इतना आवश्यक कहूँगा कि नेशनल गेम्स नहीं केवल मेघालय लेकिन सारे नॉर्थ ईस्ट के लिए बहुत फायदेमंद।
Dr. Mandaviya stressed the need for world-class infrastructure, efficient organization and public participation, adding that sustainability and diversity would be the key message of the games. He also called for greater focus on talent identification and anti-doping awareness. The union minister also inaugurated a multi-purpose integrated sports indoor hall in Shillong and announced that a world-class high-altitude training center costing 150 crore rupees will soon be set up in Meghalaya. Meghalaya is the lead host for the 39th National Games, while other northeastern states will host one sporting discipline each. The Inter-School Pre-Subroto Cup International Football Tournament 2026 Zone 2 for under-17 boys and girls concluded at Chimukedema Football Stadium on Friday. A total of 21 schools from Dimapur, Newland, Perin and Chimukedema districts participated in the tournament, including 17 in the boys' category and 4 in the girls' category. In the boys' final, Greenwood Higher Secondary School defeated King David Higher Secondary School 3-2 to claim the championship title. Meanwhile, Government High School Malvom emerged champion in the girls' category after edging past Livingstone Higher Secondary School 3-2 in a tiebreaker. The four finalist teams will now represent Zone 2 at the state-level Pre-Subroto Cup football tournament set to be held at IG Stadium in Kohima next month. And in weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast continued rainfall activity across the northeast during the week. Nagaland is likely to experience heavy rainfall in isolated places during the period. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.